Joe, good morning. How are you?
I am just fine. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that works.
Happy
that
New
works.
Year, Margaret.
Yeah, well, thank you for both thoughts.
I haven't talked to you since that week before Christmas.
That's right. So I hope you had a lovely holiday.
Well, yeah, with the kiddies.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the fun time. So.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Not a lot of holiday cheer on the hardwood last night for anybody that played basketball, minus the Pacers. They were big winners in Detroit. We'll get to that in a moment. But it is the morning after Hoosier Hoops. Joe, two losses in a row has now turned into three. The effort that everybody was shocked to see how the Louisville game opened on Saturday. Robert Johnson saying they weren't ready to play, ready to go. Last night, we see a 13-0 run to open the game as Wisconsin, the 13th ranked and best team in the Big Ten, came to town and punched the Hoosiers right in the nose. Then we heard after the game last night, Juwan Morgan said they weren't ready to play. Well, what's going to get this team back on track and ready to play? And what did you see for us last night at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall?
I tell you one thing, this thing isn't getting any better, is it? Last night's performance falling in line with how the Hoosiers of Coach Tom ended 2016. The start of 2017 last night wasn't any better. Coach Tom told his post-game Tuesday night start was kind of hard to figure out for him, but he has a good starting point because there was no activity early on for Indiana. As 11th-ranked Wisconsin jumped off 13-0, led 16-2 before you can spell Badger. 3.5 minutes into the game last evening, Indiana had four turnovers as the Hoosiers just, slow afoot. Getting out on the Badger shooters, Wisconsin started out red hot, hit six of its first eight, and it was catch up all night long for Indiana. Coach Tom sat Robert Johnson for a first time this year at the start of the ball game, inserted OG Anunoby and Juwan Morgan against the veteran senior Leighton Badgers. That didn't work, leaving him now back to the drawing board, as he told his post game, figuring out a lineup that delivers the right level of starting energy. Well, the Hoosiers surrendered 23 points off a manageable 13 turnovers last night, but 12 points came early on when the Badgers were dialed in from three-point range, hitting four of them while the Hoosiers shot blanks. Eventually, losing 75-68, to run this losing streak to three games and an 0-2 start at home on the McCracken New Court in conference. To its credit, the Hoosiers found some offense. They got back in the flow of things with a 10-0 run and with a little over 2 minutes to play, actually grabbed a one-point lead on a James Blackman Jr. three, ending an 11-2 run for Indiana. For every run the Hoosiers had, the veteran Badgers had an answer. They led by one at half. Indiana's biggest lead on the night on its home court was 2 points. Its last lead at 57-56 with just over 7 minutes to play. But Nigel Hayes, who was quiet all night, converted a three-point play as an answer. He got another inside deuce, did Ethan Happ, who went crazy last night, 8-for-11 shooting. And then playmaker Zach Showalter scored five straight, and a Badger 10-2 run response left the Hoosiers to think about, well, a number of things. Yes, the Hoosiers outshot the Badgers on the night, 53-50, if you like stats, but the Hoosiers were 5 of 15 from behind the line and are now a glistening 24%, 9 of 37, taking us back to last Saturday's 4-for-21 effort from three-ball range against Louisville. Yes, Indiana did out-rebound the Badgers last night, 32-25, but the trio of Thomas Bryant, OG Anunoby, and James Blackman Jr. did not have an offensive rebound among the three. As Coach told us, it's back to the drawing board to find some quick answers to the Hoosiers' start here in the Big Ten, which is 0-2, with both administered now on the McCracken court. 75-68, Wisconsin the winner last night. The Indiana women out tonight on the McCracken court trying to jumpstart 2017 with a W, get back to its winning mode. Minnesota's in. They're 9-6, but 0-2 in the league. The Hoosiers of Terry Moran, much like the men, will have to get dialed back in after a cold shooting night against Ohio State last out. They'll be trying to even up, rather move to 2-1 in Big Ten play and win for a 12th time tonight. Again, tip for the women will be at 7 o'clock. 2017 underway, high school girls hoops, and it wasn't much better than what we saw earlier in the night at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. The Monroe County Quintets, 0-3, Aaron Catholic beat North 49-42. That's North's 11th straight loss. Franklin over South 37-24. That was the worst offensive effort of the year for the Panther girls. And Northview drilled Edgewood by 28, 58-30. So it's back to the drawing board, I guess, there too. In the zone, Dave and Glass, their first show, 2017. Your phone calls tonight at 6.
And the tough part, Joe, is if you listen to, and you do, and you hear Coach speaking after games and press conferences and everything else, it makes it sound like that the Hoosiers are just knocking on the door and it won't go down. But Indiana, Joe, they led for a minute and 40 seconds last night on their home court. And against Louisville, they led for 2 minutes and 21 seconds. And against Butler, they led for 6 minutes and 28 seconds. And against Nebraska, they led for 10 minutes and 50 seconds. So this team is it's not getting pipped at the buzzer or not getting the rub of the luck down the stretch. It's just it's digging holes and finding tough ways to get out of it. And I think some people – obviously, there's great coaches in the league. Obviously, there's good coaches on these teams we play. And the formula to stop Indiana is just not let them do what they want. You got to guard them a little bit. And then all of a sudden, shots get a little bit tougher to find and shots get a little bit tougher to make. And you saw Indiana's offense bogged down in the last 5 minutes last night, even out of timeouts where it just didn't seem like they had any ideas. And it shouldn't be easy to win. It's not easy to win in the Big Ten. I think people get frustrated, though, when they see and hear about all the NBA-level talent on the team. You beat Carolina. You beat Kansas. Well, that doesn't beat you anybody in January, and that's not going to beat you anybody in February. And Coach Crean's right. The season is long. There is plenty to do. There's plenty of time to get it fixed, and they need to get it fixed.
Well, there's been no constant flow, Glass, to any of those games you just mentioned, some of which have fallen, obviously, in the L department under a big, fat loss. But there's no flow to play. There's no consistent runs from, the opening tap to the end of the ball game. And, again, struggling to find out who is the leader of this team. We haven't found one yet. We've played 15 games. We have really no instituted point guard running the offense. We saw Jawan Morgan back out there again last night, trying to do his best. He had 12 points, 7 rebounds, and only one turnover in 29 minutes. But, what do you do? And you look at the bench that, last night scored 27 points and, again, got a big lift from Deron Davis. Maybe he's the answer inside. I don't know. I don't know where Thomas Bryant has disappeared to.
14 points his last two games. 10 rebounds.
No offense. Tom brought up that stat last night with OG and Thomas and Blackman with no offensive rebounds between the three of them. Well, you can't win. And again, Bryant with two shots in the second half. Blackman, two shots in the second half. There's no consistent flow to what is being done, whether it's out on the break, whether it's settling in half court. And,
Joe, it's a tough combination when you give up 83 to Butler. You give up 83 to Butler, 87 to Nebraska, 70.
And where's most of that come from? Behind the line.
75 to Wisconsin, 77 to Louisville. And if you're not scoring more than that, well, if you can't score and you can't stop somebody from scoring, you got problems.
Got a problem. Got to find answers.
You sure do. And we'll get some more answers from you coming back. We'll go inside the numbers at 8:45, and we appreciate it the morning after.
All righty, my friend.
8:46 at WGCL. It's the morning after Indiana basketball, so that means we check in with Joe Smith live on the telephone. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Glass. Sun's up on a chilly morning with snow coming, huh?
Could be. Late tonight into tomorrow throughout the afternoon. It's southern Indiana, Joe. We could get a lot. We could get a little. We could get a dusting. And who knows, by lunchtime today, maybe that forecast is different. So we'll have to keep our eyes at WGCLradio.com for all of that. Now, the Assembly Hall last night wasn't frigid. There was not a lot of bricks being laid in there. The ball was trying to go through the net. But the Indiana Hoosiers, Joe, for the third consecutive basketball game, didn't make enough of them, whether it was from the foul line, whether it was from the three-point line. Indiana, 68 points. Wisconsin had 7 more. The Badgers came to town, the best team in the Big Ten. They leave the best team in the Big Ten. The Hoosiers struggling at 0-2 in league play.
Well, I tell you, no answers just yet, but still plenty to work on as the Hoosiers of Coach Tom have dug out a little 0-2 hole here. to start the Big Ten, as now they've lost three straight games, four of the last six, taking us back to Butler, if you want to do that. Last night, Indiana won the game stats, but lost the war as Wisconsin came in 11th ranked, played like a veteran senior-laden team that they are, and left with a 75-68 victory. They have dominated Indiana over the years, including the Bull Ryan years, and now Greg Gard doing a pretty good job as well. You know, we lump nationally ranked opponents here, and we'll take Butler, Louisville, and last night, Wisconsin. The Hoosiers combined are 15 of 57 from behind the line. That's 26%. Assist-wise, 28. An average of 9. Way below its seasonal average of 17. And these are against the heavies. Now the sticking point. Lost possessions and points given up. And now we'll toss in Nebraska. And in these four losses, Indiana has given up 80 points off turnovers. 80. And you start to see the whys to losses here recently. 63 points in these last three games alone. None of them wins. And in retrospect, just again, looking at the nationally ranked teams, Butler, Louisville, and Wisconsin, those three combined 23 total turnovers. Last night, for instance, Wisconsin had but 7. Indiana, a manageable 13, but they gave away 23 points. Perimeter defense guarding the three. Again, using Butler, Louisville, and Wisconsin as examples, 28 made threes by those guys, nearly 46% against. As I say, no answers just yet, but still plenty to work on. Illinois comes in at 5 o'clock on Saturday. The Illini are 11-4. They're 1-1 in the league. Must win? Yeah, I know, it's only game three. But the answer to that question, yes. Well, Indiana's women will try to get dialed in here. 2017, a new season, if you will, as Indiana ventures hopefully to be 2-1 at night's end. As Coach Terry Morin sends out her 11-4 crew against the Golden Gophers, who come in 0-2. You know, they'll be looking for their first win. Kenesha Bell has been playing well in backcourt. She's been averaging nearly 16 points a ball game, and they're scoring with Carly Wagner, who averages about 18. That's nearly 35 points from the backcourt of the Minnesota Gophers. 9-6 overall, but as I say, hungry for their first win at 0-2. Indiana closed well, even though they lost by 10 to a pretty good Ohio State team who won at Northwestern last night. The Lady Hoosiers did play well in the second half and actually won quarters 3 and 4, so hopefully a little good momentum after a woeful shooting first half against the Buckeyes dug them a hole. So we'll see if the offense can get dialed in with the defense and hopefully win number 12 tonight on the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. The McCracken Court, 7 o'clock tip time for IU Women's Hoops. Well, the high school girls started 2017 on a real bummer last night. All three teams were out, and, well, it wasn't good. The Monroe County Quintets came home 0-3. Darren Catholic beat Bloomington North 49-42. North's 11th straight loss. Franklin beat up on South 37-24. Panthers had but 24 points, only had four people score, worst offensive effort of the year. And Northview continued the woes of Edgewood, who has slipped to 11-9, beat them by 28 last night, 58-30. So it's back to the drawing board for those three teams as well. So we got a lot of drawing board work here left here as we reach midweek. In the zone, it is midweek. First show of the 2017 campaign for David Glass. And your phone calls tonight at 6.
Well, we'll have a few things to get to tonight. What the Colts are up to, what the Hoosiers are, what's going on there. We've got NFL playoffs to talk about, Joe. We'll have them covered for you on the weekend, the wild card
weekend. Yeah.
That's right, 4 o'clock starting on Saturday, Oakland-Houston, followed by Detroit and Seattle on Sunday. It's Miami in Pittsburgh, then the Giants in Green Bay. So four big games for you there. And don't forget, a big one on the high school hardwood coming up Friday night.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, you look at the stats, and I was starting to work on that game here earlier this morning, and both teams shooting the ball well. Bloomington North, I can't recall after 8 games especially. Well, I know.
Well, they average 85 points a game. My goodness.
Excuse me. In Andy Hodson's 13 years, the Cougars are coming in averaging 73 points a game. That's the good news. They're giving up 71. So they're both high figure. They're both high figures in the Hodson reign of 13 years. Andy's only beaten JR twice in 20 games, by the way. And that came, 3 years ago now when they made that run to the semi-state. But that aside, you look at the team stats, and it's pretty even. We'll get more into it as the week progresses. But
looked
for a very, very competitive game. Last year was a blowout on the Cougar court. South won by 20. But if you remember, when we were over at East Central for that first game of the sectional, 40-37, and South had to scrap to beat North in that opening game.
You might have 40-37 after the first quarter on Friday night, Joe.
Well, I tell you what.
great for the neutral. It's great
for
the fan.
You know what's interesting, too, Glass? The Panthers, they've been shooting the ball awfully well, and but they're averaging only about 56 points a game. Now, that said, nothing wrong with that because their defensive yield is 47 per game, and that all adds up to an 8-3 season today. More importantly, as we mentioned yesterday on the air, this is a key conference Indiana game, and South is 2-0, North is 1-1. So it's picky.
And we know Chance Coyle can fill it up. We know that Josh Hall can fill it up. Those guys
He's
can get to it.
He's having a heck of a year, Josh.
Well, and that's what makes for interesting viewing and listening right here on Friday night. Chalk Talk at 7, the tip at 7:30. Sold some old school basketball last night there, Joe. In the middle of the second half, you had everybody stand, throw it in the post, watch the two guys battle it out down below. Either you make it, get fouled, shoot some free throws, go to the other end, throw it in the post, watch guys battle it out, get fouled, make some free throws, back and forth, back and forth. The Hoosier, the faucet is dry from deep, Joe, and Tom Crean alluded that Indiana's not going to have many nights shooting it this poorly from or scoring it. Well, you debunked those numbers pretty well, at least with the big, Austin Peay's not coming in next week to get everything straightened out, or Mississippi Valley State's not going to be here. They're not going to be here. It's Illinois. It's Maryland. That's what's next. Those are the next two games. And you can't even get past Illinois now. They beat Ohio State on their court on the weekend.
That's why I say
you got to get into it.
It must. You bet.
The frustrating thing that we keep hearing is we weren't ready to play. And if you're not ready to play after Nebraska beat you on your home court, if you're not ready to play after Louisville essentially blew you out in front of a big crowd in Indianapolis, when are you going to be ready to play? I think that's a very fair question. So Indiana needs to look inside it. And the one thing that the constant that's come out of this, Joe, is you don't see Coach Crean getting upset. You don't see him getting mad. And I think that, and I'm going to talk about that tonight, I think that reflects the team. I don't think this is a very tough team physically. I don't think it's a very tough team in general. And he can't come out and start throwing haymakers about, we're going to run 50 miles till we get this right. He's got to be nice to them because they're a real nice bunch of kids and a nice team.
Yeah.
But at some point, they got to find a mean streak and get after it.
Well, someone has to lay a handprint on leadership. I'm sorry, but it has to come. Tom can do this.
You know what teams
he
have?
He can control them as much as he wants, but once that ball goes up and we start playing offense, defense, there has to be someone to take control of the rest of the team. And we've played 15. Okay, so we're basically halfway through the regular season.
You know what teams? All good teams have leadership. All teams that struggle don't.
Yeah, I know there's no Yogi Ferrell anymore.
In general.
Fine.
That's the point.
We've had a lot of great point guards. We've had a lot of great leadership throughout the decades, and this team has to find who will pull this team together once that game is in progress and the ball is moving up and down the court.
Amen, brother. And we'll hopefully it gets
80 points off turnover.
That's a lot. Don't turn it over. Stop turning it over. Start showing up. These aren't difficult things to do. We'll see more of it Saturday at 5 o'clock.
Right.
We'll hear from you Friday morning.
See you. Looking forward to it.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 morning after.